50. Barnes says in an interview in the Radio Times that erotic fiction down the ages has been filled with dodgy euphemisms involving things like root vegetables. Let's talk to Lucy Felthouse, author of Erotica and Erotic Romance, one of Welsh publisher Excite Book's most popular writers. Hello, Lucy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Where do you get your ideas from, Lucy?
Oh, crikey. That's a great question. Absolutely anywhere and everywhere. Overheard conversations, TV shows, Hotmail celebrities is quite a popular one.
The majority of writers, this is something that fascinates me as a bloke, the majority of writers of erotic fiction tend to be women. Why is that?
I wish I knew, and I really wish there were more male writers. I honestly don't know. I don't know whether it's because, it's so difficult to say, really. Mm. I don't know if it's because, the erotic romance element, more women probably find it more comfortable to write romance, with or without the erotic elements. As I say, I really wish there were more men writing it.
Yeah. How many erotic books have you written?
I'm getting close to 80, I think. They're not
80.
All books. Many of them are short stories and novellas.
80. Well, what Julian Barnes says is that even famous writers like D.H. Lawrence struggle with describing the heat of the moment. Is that a difficult thing to do very well, to get straight to the point?
I think I've got better at it the longer I've been writing. But it can be very difficult, especially when you're starting out, because you don't want to get it wrong, I suppose.
Yeah. What are the pitfalls? What kind of things should writers avoid?
Oh, okay, that's another really great question. I would say don't make the reader laugh in a bad way. Obviously, there's a place for humour in all kinds of writing, but try and stick to the right kind of humour, the right kind of laughter from the reader.
Yeah.
Don't use big or flowery words if a short one will do. Keep it simple. You don't want to for someone to be reading and be really sucked into your work and then suddenly go, and sort of lose their thread, if you like. And don't use euphemisms as well if you don't have to. If you can come up with different words for various body parts in sex scenes, then that's great. I know from experience how difficult that can be.
But
if you're going to use a silly word, you're going to make someone laugh in the wrong way.
Yeah, and then you lose the impact, don't you? How graphic should you be, Lucy?
Oh, that's a very, very personal thing, I would think, because I've written for both men and women, specifically for specific calls for submissions. And obviously if I'm writing for, specifically aimed at men, I will use more graphic descriptions, harder words. The actual story itself will be more aimed at male fantasy, but I would say, honestly, for a writer, just write what comes naturally.
Mm. You've just come back from Eroticon 2013, which is a gathering of writers and bloggers of erotic fiction. What was the big talking point there this year?
Oh, so many talking points. We seem to do nothing but talk. I mean, 50 Shades of Grey was obviously something that was mentioned quite a lot because it's had such a big impact on the industry. Other things that were mentioned were upcoming trends. The writing workshops were great. They were something that were aimed at both new writers and experienced writers. And basically how things are getting better for the industry because of the increase in popularity.
Well, Lucy, really good to talk to you. Wish you the very best and all the success with your next publication. Thank you very much.